Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Autistic Poet and Odyssey Meditation with your host, Maria Ilya, and your director, manager, and your poet. And we have our poet, and also he's going to do meditation, Brian Burns. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Maria. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
So what do you want to do first? Do you want to do a chant?
Yeah.
And then we'll do a meditation?
Yeah, let's do a chat and a little bit of meditation.
All right.
So I think, so maybe we could talk about, you know, we're doing meditation, the importance of taking time to meditate, to say some affirmations to reduce the stress and anxiety in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
What's your...
Well, meditation helps us calm down. It helps us think clearer. It helps us to see the big picture in life all the time.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, being present.
And being...
And you're not letting our thoughts run away with us.
Just focus on what we need to focus on today.
Mm-hmm.
To be healthy, to take care of ourselves, and, you know, find, you know, what, even with the new life that, you know, a challenged time that humanity is
very much so.
So that sends some blessings with that for healing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what's
so
the world
we
going
could,
to?
Yes. World needs healing. We could do a medicine Buddha meditation, which in which we send the vibrations of healing energy out to the world.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All righty.
Yeah.
Healing meditation. We're going to be visualizing the medicine Buddha. That's a form of the Buddha. He's usually depicted with blue skin, because blue in Tibet is the color of healing, the color of turquoise. So this Buddha with this blue skin is called medicine Buddha. So we're going to start just by visualizing that beautiful image, imagining in our mind's eye that he is sitting right in front of us. His skin is a beautiful radiant blue. His eyes are shining and bright and kind. His smile is infectious. He sits in the lotus position, wearing an orange robe like the original monks. And he sits on a lotus throne, a throne made of lotus petals, and the petals are the same beautiful blue color as his skin. And he's gazing directly at us with infinite love, infinite understanding, infinite respect, infinite acceptance. And as we're gazing at this beautiful image, we begin to realize that he's sending us a beam of clear white light from his crown chakra in the center of his forehead to our crown chakra in the center of our forehead and at the top of our head. The white light is neither warm nor cold, but soft and soothing, and it flows over our head, over our face, our shoulders, our neck, our back, our spine, the chest, stomach, hips, arms, legs, hands, and feet. Soothing, comforting, and healing. It enters our body through the top of the head, protecting the brain function, eye function, ear function, speech function, throat, lungs, heart, liver, kidneys, pancreas, digestive system, circulatory system, respiratory system, and reproductive system. Every aspect of the body is cleansed, healed, sanctified, and purified. And as we sit for a while receiving this beautiful light, we realize that we can reflect this out across the world for the benefit of all suffering beings, that all should be healed, all should be happy, all should have peace. And we abide for a few moments, just sitting, imagining that we're receiving the beautiful white light and instantly sending it back out across the world for the benefit of all beings. Then, when our attention returns to the Medicine Buddha, we realize that he is sending us a beam of warm, clear red light from his throat chakra to our throat chakra. This light also flows over our head, face, neck, shoulders, chest, arms, legs, hands, and feet, enveloping our whole form in this warm, comforting red light. The red light is the light of transformation, transforming fear to courage, confusion to clarity. In this light, too, we realize that not only can we receive it, we can also send it out across the world for the benefit of all beings. That all beings should be without fear. All beings should have courage. All beings should have clear minds and loving hearts. And we abide for a few moments receiving the beautiful red light and also sending it back out into the world for the benefit of all creatures.
Yes.
Next, we realize he's also sending us a beam of beautiful, cool, clear blue light from his heart chakra to our heart chakra. The blue light is the light of infinite love and infinite compassion itself. And it flows into our heart. We can almost imagine our heart and chest opening up to receive the beam of beautiful clear blue light as it flows through us and around us, encompassing our entire form. And the blue light also we can send back out into the world, across the whole universe this time, for the benefit of all sentient beings. That all beings should be happy. All beings should have peace. All beings should be free from suffering. And all beings should abide in equanimity. One more time, our attention returns to the beautiful image of the medicine, and the image seems to draw closer and closer to us until it envelops into us. And we realize that we are also the medicine Buddha. We all have this power to send healing, light, and love to all beings in all worlds. And we abide for a few moments, receiving the light and sending it back out into the world and across the universe. And if we want to, we can do the Medicine Buddha chant, which is easy to learn. Tayata Om Bekenzi Bekenzi Maha Bekenzi Raza Sumagate Suha Tayata Om Bekenzi Bekenzi Maha Bekenzi Raza Sumagate Suha. Maha Bekanzi Raza Sumagate Suha Tayata Om Bekanzi Bekanzi Maha Bekanzi Raza Sumagate Suha Tayata Om Bekanzi Bekanzi Maha Bekanzi Raza Sumagate Suha Tayata Om Bekanzi Bekanzi Maha Bekanzi Raza Sumagate Suha Tayata Om Bekanzi Bekanzi Maha Bekanzi Raza Sumagate Suha Tayata Om Bekanzi Bekanzi Maha Bekanzi Raza Sumagate Suha. And the loose translation of that chant is, to the healing power, the great healing power, the ultimate healing power. This is how it's going to be, so be it.
Beautiful. I have some haiku.
You have some poetry? That's great.
This one's a little bit longer, but it's called Blissful Box. Beautiful Sky. Here it is, my haiku poems. The beautiful sky, relaxing on boat, beautiful day ends quickly. Enjoying sunset.
Nice.
Thank you. And then the light. Candle transfer light. It illuminates the room. Spiritual glow.
Very good.
Thank you.
I like that one, too.
The moon. The moon was lucent, appreciable full moon, iridescent moon.
Very beautiful.
And then we have the scene of grief is broadcasting the news. Metacarmic scene of grief, bowling deep sorrow. So even though that could be sad, we always could have the light and do the meditation.
Yes.
Like that we could bring the joy and the healing to others and also to yourself.
Yes. Because when we bring it to others, we also bring it to ourselves. And when we bring it to ourselves, we also bring it to others. You know, it's irresistible that it happens that way.
Yes, that's right. This one is called The Beautiful Sky. Relaxing on boat, beautiful day ends quickly, enjoying sunset.
Nice.
So these are my haiku.
Haiku, they're beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm.
This one goes, meditate one. Blissful meditate. Tranquil energy, blissful words, meditating. Mind drifts, quietude.
Very good. Very nice.
The way you have it.
Well, we can do another meditation.
All right, sounds good.
This is a breathing meditation called Zen breathing. In this practice, it's based on breath, because the breath is the basis of everything, the basis of life, it's the basis of meditation. And just in breathing, we can create a full path to lead us to enlightenment and peace. Usually it would be about 15 or 20 minutes, but I'll shorten it here. Normally we would rest between statements, but I'll just, I'll move it a little faster since it's radio. Is that okay?
Yes.
Good. So, we'll just sit comfortably. Back straight, shoulders straight, and neck straight. If possible, our feet can touch the floor or the ground, so we're grounded. And when we breathe in, we are born. And we breathe in the whole world without fear, without hesitation, in a state of total generosity, spaciousness, and equanimity. And when our lungs are gently filled to the top, we abide there for a few moments. And that's our life. Beautiful and brief, and we hold on to it dearly. Then when we're relaxed and ready, we exhale. And when we exhale, we expire and touch death. And we give away everything we took in the in-breath, the whole world, and in the exact same spirit of freedom, fearlessness, spaciousness, and generosity. Then, when the lungs are gently emptied to the base, we abide there for a few moments. And that's where we get to touch the ground of emptiness itself, from which all things arise and to which all things return, where there is no self, no other, and all things interdepend, interbe, and interpenetrate. And we come to understand the truth of non-duality. All things are connected. All things interdepend. No one thing can exist without everything else to make it so. When we sit in meditation, we usually put our hands into a certain position or mudra that has a special meaning. In this meditation, we put our hands together in our lap, forming the shape of an offering cup. The offering cup is always empty. It's empty because we've given everything away, and it's empty because it can receive whatever comes. This practice comes from the tradition of Zen Master Thich Nhat Hanh, who says when we learn to breathe in this mindful way, we are learning to breathe like a Buddha. It is inspired by the Heart Sutra, a great Buddha's teaching. So we'll sing the Gate Gate from the Heart Sutra three times in Sanskrit and once in English. This mantra is a very joyful mantra, because it's about liberation. Gate, gate, haragate, parasamgate, bodhisvaha, gate, gate, haragate, parasamgate, bodhisvaha, gate, gate, paragate, parasamgate, bodhisvaha, gone, totally gone, to the other shore, to enlightenment. In that simple meditation, we experience every aspect of life, every aspect of the teachings.
Yes, I have a powerful wisdom.
You have some more poetry?
Yeah. Okay, I have... grateful. Blessings my life. Be grateful for what I have. Life abundance. Melancholy. Tears. Heartfelt stories. Absent love. The stars for the loss. And then let's see. Aspiring wisdom, obstacle in strife, tapping in rhythm through life, aspiring wisdom. The gifted artist, the gifts of artistry, design on original, visual growth. Rainy day. The storm is coming, the clouds is brewing in the distance, stay safe in my home.
Yep.
I know.
That's what you feel like doing on a stormy day.
Yeah, we got to stay home. Life choices, no worries, diverge, unique views of life choices, feel optimistic. Joyful, smiling emerges, no cries, only laughter remains, joyful sound, point.
Nice, I like that.
Hope cures the soul. Grasping on hope, positive in the moment, heart opens the mind.
Very good.
Curtains. Characters on stage, theater box playing its role, curtains wide open. And perfect picture. Camera film rolling, mind drifts, drawing on island, and magazine shot. And life's pleasures, smelling of latte, sipping on the balcony, enjoying life's pleasures.
Beautiful.
Gratitude. The gifts of gratitude in my higher energy stay strong who I am.
Yeah, it's very good.
So, maybe we should, when we breathe and do our energy, it's also we could share with our listeners and affirmations. It's very important also to say. What's your thought?
Yes. Yes, the word yes is also the most simple affirmation. Just say yes.
Yes.
Just repeat it in your mind. You know, accepting the moment, accepting the presence of being here.
Definitely. Just the meditation and breathing and to help calm the nervous system to relax and
yes,
and gives a sense of calmness. It's very in everything we do, and meditation for everyone. It's for the autistic people. It's all disabilities. Anyone who wants to meditate and important to breathe in, and it's very important tools and helpful.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, how many times do you meditate per day? Because that was part of my
at least twice a day.
You do it twice a day?
Yes, unless I do it more if I'm teaching a class or leading a class, and I'll do a couple, like a lot of meditations in the course of an hour or two. But I start every morning with the Kuan Yin. That meditation practice to Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is kind of like an angel of mercy.
Angel mercy.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And we have. I didn't know where it is. And
if you want, I could do a version of the Kuan Yin practice here.
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay. Well, it starts. We chant the Om Mani Padme Hum. Praise to the Jewel and the Lotus. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 And then we say these prayers to Kuan Yin. Beloved Kuan Yin, I vow with you to take upon myself the sufferings of all creatures everywhere, without bias or distinction. I will not turn away, I will not tremble, nor be afraid, for there is no self, no other. And what my mind perceives as the suffering of other beings is in truth already my own suffering. is born without fear. And I send back any poison transformed into medicine to dissipate in the air like the smoke of incense. And I send back any suffering transformed into light to shine the world for the benefit of all beings. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. It's called taking refuge in the Buddha's teaching assembly. Kuan Yin, the suffering beings of this world are beyond numbering and without end. Still I vow with you to save them all. As I vow to gaze with awakened eyes on the new day that is dawning, on the new world that is being born. Om Namo Kuan Shen. Namo Kuan Shen. Namo Namo Kuan Shen Bo Sa. Avalokita, Avalokita, Avalo, Avalokita Shivarya. Om Namo Kuan Shen. Namo Kuan Shen. Namo, Namo, Kuan Shen Bo Sa. And that means praise to the one who listens to you, the Bodhisattva, the Avatar, who steps down to help on hearing the cries of the world.
Maybe
what's that, Maria?
What's your thoughts that you could tell them, like they in module steps, how they could get started to meditate?
How to start meditating? First of all, just sit. You can also do it standing or walking, but sitting is good. And just use a comfortable position and just breathe and be mindful of your breath so that your mind doesn't fill up with a lot of confusing thoughts. Just focus on your breath. Be aware that you're breathing in. Be aware when your lungs are filled. Be aware when you're breathing out. Be aware when your lungs are empty. Feel how nice it is when the air is coming in. And how nice it feels when the air is going out. Breathing in, I arrive. Breathing out, I am home. The breath is part of the present. And then just be mindful of your breath. You can sit for as long as you want, even just a minute or two to start out with. Don't try to sit too long for the early first few times you try this. Just sit for like even a couple of minutes doing that, being mindful of the breath, being mindful of the air coming into your lungs, being mindful of the air going out of your lungs. And just follow that with your mind, with your thoughts. Just follow the air coming in. Pressure, no expectations. Just be present in the breath. And just be present with presence, being here. Being wherever you are. As I say, don't expect to do it for too long the first few times. Just plan like on doing that for a minute or two, maybe a couple times a day. And that's basically how you start.
And that sounds good.
Hmm.
And
do you have some more poetry?
Yeah, I wrote this poem called Ode to Diane. Diane is an extremely gifted artist in performing arts. Her deep passion for singing and acting, connecting heart of souls, Diane performed live in operatic plays and musical original written by players and director who worked with people with autism and disabilities for opportunities to participate in arts. Wearing many hats, dressing in costumes, play our characters' roles, travel experiences, routines, rehearsals, run through with lights, cameras, music, fade in, fade out, participating in our lines, theater stage, venues, guild hall, time to process, blissful moment, audience, the smile of laughter, enjoyment with standing ovation. That's what I wrote.
That's beautiful. That's lovely.
Thank you. And I wrote this poem for an art teacher that I had for many years. And sending prayers and light, and you know, she's in heaven and teaching the angels.
Yes.
So this is so our prayers go out, you know. A lighting a candle. My deepest condolence, suddenly lost, losing your mother on a gloomy day. The wailing cries, tears falling, sobbing of departure, separating lives. A new path with a new direction. Reminder within, constantly replays, the vigils, embracing in a hug. A storyteller of a mother's love, a deep connection, heart warmth. Lighting candles, restoring her energy.
I can read it from here.
Okay, restoring her. Okay. Okay. I'm going to start over. Here it is. It's running out. A lighting and candle. My deepest condolence, stunning loss, losing your mother on a gloomy day. Wailing cries, tears falling, sobbing of departure, separating lives. A new path with a new direction. Reminder within, constantly replays the vigils, embracing a hug, a storyteller of a mother's love, a deep connection, heart warmth, lighting candles, restoring her memories, who she was spiritually, fulfills her life's dreams, live in her home, art studio gallery, Yale's connects within her own gifts of artistry, a musician, artist in her own right, a teacher of life. Focus on individual, her dedication beyond her inner power, within teaching, reach students, optimists within themselves, own gifts emerging through on a canvas,
or playing instruments, singing, operator, pockets of tools of trade, words of perfect phrase. Yellow flower celebrates her life, the light of God, illumination of Lord Jesus Christ. Yellow's passion lives on unceasingly in her enormous love, touches our souls, sorrow remains in her heart. Yellow's hopper, body, internal rest, her soul ascended heaven, life of an art surface, teaching the angels God's eternal love.
That was good.
Thank you. And that's what I have there. Okay. And you can follow the poems. Yeah. I'm going to read a poem called Thread Quill.
Good.
Emblem floating, bright light filling my body, intuitive soul. Dreaming to escape, close my eyes to tranquil flight, drift to a new world. Novel book chapter, the words fill. Novel book chapter, the words file on the paper, book on author shelf. Anticipating changes, the vivid colored leaves, feeling cool breeze of autumn, embracing nature. Simple joy, shy of blissful moments, progress achieving her goals brings joy and laughter. Tropical oasis, waves crashing on sand, the boat drifts to our small dock, ready to sail off. Birds chirping, sounds of birds chirping, bright sunshine in my window, mind drifts in distance. Whimsical garden, treasure inside to unlock the mystery box. Writer, focus on spotlight beyond our gifts of writer, aspiring goes. Summer scent, balmy summer scent, tranquil colors on water, reflecting on life. So, Brian, you have another energy to do? Brian? Little flower. Little flower, give me a hug and a kiss. As the rain comes down, pitter-patter, pitter-patter, the sounds of the rain. I feel your love for me, all the little things that you do for yourself, Mama, and God. As the little flowers getting wet is burning and growing, the hugs and kisses I receive. I receive keeps me warm, soft with comfort. Sunshine upon little flower, it showers all the pretty colors I see in the sky. That's the gift I receive from God. When the little flower sees the light, she receives the presence of God's love and gifts. Little flower smile, little flower smile, little flower smile with laughter, happiness, and confidence in herself. I love you, Mama. Love the little flower. Ryan? Hi, Brian. Brian, you there? Brian? Autistic spring. Spring flowers are blooming, warmth creeping in, air is bitter cold, April showers, month of April is autism awareness. The tulip flowers of you may attract you.
That's good.
Thank you. So you have an energy you'd like to do?
Let's see, I could do one more chant before we say goodnight.
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay, great. And this is to the Angel of Mercy, by another. She is also known by the name Avalok Kiteshvara, the one who hears the cries of the world. Avalok Kiteshvara, Avalok Kiteshvara, Avalok Kiteshvara, Avalok Kiteshvara. Avalokiteshvara, 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 Avalokiteshvara. Maria, thank you for having me on tonight. It's always wonderful.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So, I'll read one more poem, and then we can close.
Okay.
Okay. I'm autistic. I'm autistic. Leave me alone. I'm autistic. I mean, see her. This is another. Let's see. Yeah, I'm going to see. I want to maybe do another one.
Okay.
Then I'm going to do the theme of autumn.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good. The theme of autumn. The theme of autumn embraces peacefulness, lovely colors of the leaves, sceneries of lakes, passing through your travels, the mind absorbed, emerges within, painting of colors, deep red, orange, yellow, orange, yellow, observing the warmth of autumn, the days of crisp air or coldness, or reminding us human hot summer returning days of autumn with timely fashion. Around the corner. Let me see. According to our bodies, experience indoors or outdoor temperatures. Death for poet, beyond our wisdom, shines within closed changes. Our souls, our thoughts, emotions, words appear on paper, share a story, through a poem, tells a tale of themselves or others, or educate, teach.
sometimes standard is a reflection, mirroring the chakra of a poet, a life experience. Wailing cries penetrate the depth of core, touches the heart of soul, the deep in moments. Shedding tears, teary eyes, feelings born, the painting pictures of themes, you are portraying perfect poem.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a,
Maria, have a good night.
You too. Brian.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye for now.
Bye. Mind waves. Drawn along the beach, picking up shells, sunset scenes, amazingly powerful, perfect picture. Photo shoot, lens capture, stories of wisdom through mind waves. Drawn along the beach, picking up shells, sunset scenes, amazingly powerful, perfect picture, photo shoot, lens capture, stories of wisdom. Thoughts of deep, far away in your own world. Emotions, feelings, expressions creeps in, riding on waves, overwhelmed, intensely or impact, emotional or others, pain, suffering or unspoken words, the visual and video format, time to process, computer storage, separate files in the media room or my brain, sharing or hiding stories of life experience, connection, association, through conversation arises, trusting the right sources, traumatically, memories are buried, weep, shed tears, the joy of happiness remains, mind waves emerges in beauty. Autistic, overwhelming situation, loudness, sounds occurring in moments, piercing through nerves and touches the core of the neurological system, overpowering the sensory, timely reaction. Its behavior slips in, seeking quietness, restoring peace of calmness within soul, learning to manage, please. Dancing, raindrops coming down, umbrella, my protection, tap dancing in rain. Yearning to express myself, emotional soul in my mind, scrambling, strive for the perfect words.
It's 12 o'clock.
Tranquility energy, connecting mind through soul, spirit, meditate, and set. To breathe, to meditate, and to say positive affirmations, and that's very important tools and also and helpful. Beautiful skies, relaxing on both, beautiful day ends quickly, enjoying sunset.
And you're listening to Autistic Poets, the Odyssey Meditation.